You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom enters the tent of his father and says, very pleasant smell of Gan Eden. So now, as it's known that Vivraim Inu Alayhi Shalom wrapped him with goat skin. Have you ever smelled goat skin?
Yeah.
It takes 1 month at least to clean you up. So it's a very sharp, what's the right word for it?
Odor.
No, it wakes you up, exactly. Yeah. So now, so the question that you have, what question you have?
Why?
What was the smell that it smelled like? Yeah. So now, how come Yaakov Shalom did not smell the goat skin? Did he smell it or didn't he smell it? Did he?
No.
No? Yes? He did? But here he says in the Torah that he smelled?
Gan Eden.
Ve'erach Gan Eden. So well, how could such a thing be? So here Yaakov Anov Shalom, when he entered, so obviously the reaction that his father should show ran away from the tent and called his dear wife and said, "Bring the air spray. What's happening here?" So here we see very beautiful message, and that is that we have to only look and focus on the good in people. Even though that sometimes maybe you smell something that the attitude, the behavior, maybe it's not correct, but we have to search and dig in and find something good in there. And here is an unbelievable message. You know, the goat skin, you know what it is? But here it says, Yitzchak Avinu Shalom only smelled Reyachav Gan Eden. So that means there is a Reyach Gan Eden in anyone. But you have to look for it. Even though there are other smells and other odors, but still, and only, you have to search for Reyach Gan Eden. Hashem is like, Shenizkeh to be Gan Eden monitoring. Was that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.